What started as a routine discussion about minor housekeeping updates to Peachland's secondary dwelling policy turned into an hour-long debate with one councillor calling the district's stance dictatorial. The March 11th meeting was meant to clarify licensing requirements and include flex units under the policy. However, councillors were surprised to learn that current zoning bylaws prohibit a second kitchen in a home unless it's part of a legal secondary suite. Staff explained that additional kitchens were allowed from 1992 to 1996 but were later banned under 2014 bylaws. The current bylaw was adopted in 2023. Caon. Elena Glassman argued that there are valid reasons for having a second kitchen, such as religious dietary restrictions or health concerns like celiac disease. We are putting a bylaw that is stepping on the toes of so many individuals, she said. This is a mess. Glassman also took issue with homeowners having to register secondary suites, which could result in expensive upgrades or decommissioning if they don't meet the BC Building Code. Staff clarified that the Local Government Act gives the district authority to regulate secondary dwellings. So the Local Government Act requires us to be dictators to our residents? Glassman asked. Peachland's zoning bylaws define a secondary dwelling as a suite, garden suite, or residential flex unit with its own entrance, bathroom, bedroom, and kitchen. Homeowners with unregistered suites built before January 1, 2017, can apply for registration if they provide proof of an electrical permit issued before that date. New suites must comply with current zoning and building codes, and unauthorized construction may face enforcement action. Caon. Dave Collins argued that older secondary suites should be grandfathered in, as building codes continually change. He also criticized the strict decommissioning requirements, which could force homeowners to remove stoves and electrical breakers but also cupboards, sinks, plumbing, and even doors. The current policy also requires registration of a covenant on title stating that the suite is not, nor will be, rented. Staff noted that the regulations are heavy-handed, and generally only require the removal of the stove and the electrical breaker. You're going to get people approach you to legalize a suite, they might read that and go, no way am I going anywhere near you guys for the threat that you're going to make me rips the guts out of my basement suite, when you might only be enforcing the stove decommissioning, Collins said. He added that the policy should encourage, rather than discourage, homeowners to register suites. Currently, Peachland has 84 registered suites, but Collins estimates there are likely a few hundred more unregistered ones among the community's 2,600 households. He suggested removing threatening language from the policy to encourage more homeowners to comply. Caon. Randy Brophy agreed, urging council to keep it simple and avoid regulations the district can't effectively enforce. Enforcement of unregistered suites involves responding to complaints, reviewing BC assessment notifications, and identifying non-compliant dwellings. Staff will review council's feedback and present a revised policy in the future.